الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله وأكمل لنا ديننا وأتم علينا نعمه ورضي لنا الإسلام دينا فلا نعبد ولا نستعين إلا إياه أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر وما بدلوا تبديلا وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قدمتم خير نقد من قدمتم من الجهاد الأصغر إلى الجهاد الأكبر قالوا وما الجهاد الأكبر قال مجاهدة العبد هواه رواه البيهقي أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام ما عمل آدمي عملا أنجى له من عذاب الله من ذكر الله قالوا ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله قال ولا ولو ضرب بسيفه قال الله تعالى ولذكر الله أكبر صدق الله المولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين أستغفر الله أستغفر الله من قول بلا عمل لقد نسبت به نسل الذي أقمي أمرتك الخير لكن ما أتمرت به وما استقمت فما قولي لك استقمي يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم أو تفرحون والأخت في ظلم السجون أو تمرحون واهن لكم يا مسلمون يا إخوة الإسلام كم تبكي العيون ذرف الفؤاد من الجراح ومن الطعون هيا انفروا للعز لا تتأخروا هيا اثأروا فالكافرون تجبروا حتى متى وإلى متى تتفرجون أطفالكم في كل أرض يقتلون سيروا إلى ساح الملاحم والعلا للكفر لا تستسلموا مهما على But let me tell you one reality that this is all fiction. It is all fake. It is all written stories. Whether it is a movie, then go ask the movie star themselves. They'll tell you we cannot do what you are watching. We are just doing it for entertainment. When it comes to sports, then all the sports are bought out, written, results are made. Because let us be honest with ourselves. Let's be frank. If it is not a nail-biting finish, then it is not enjoyable. And why is it always, that when it comes to a final, say World Cup final, it's, how many minutes is it again? 90 minutes. On the 95th minute, they score a goal and now, why they won, it was a draw the whole game. Why is it that way? Because it has to be a nail-biting finish to captivate the audience. Let me tell you, this is all fiction. It is all fake. You want a role model, as it is said beautifully, أَمَّا الشَّهَادَةُ فَكَانَتْ مَطْلَبُهُمْ فِي الْجِهَادِ Shahadat was the matlab of Sahaba radiallahu anhum in jihad. When Sahaba went for jihad, they went for a purpose and that was shahadat. And in the end I will come to the result where we can get shahadat every single day. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال امتدب الله لمن خرج في سبيله لا يخرجه إلا إيمان وتصديق برسلي أن أرجعه بما نال من أجر أو غنيمة أو أدخله الجنة. Allah made it that if a person goes out in a path of Allah, he only goes out because he got iman and he believes in Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He'll either come back with mani ghanimat or he'll get jannah. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said a very important statement which settled in the hearts of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and we will hear different incidents, and these are role models. This is not fiction. Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, in a poem that I said in the start, and in many other poems, he said that Sahaba radiallahu anhum showed their love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with their blood. It's not like a person, he tells a girl, hey, I love you so much, I'll die for you, I'll even write my love with my blood. He cuts a chicken, dips his pen in the blood, and he says, see, I wrote my love with my blood. Sahaba proved it. It was not fiction. It was not a written script. It was not bought out by a bookie. It was written with the love of their blood. They showed Allah how much we love you. They showed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam how much we love you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلَوْلَا أَنْ أَشُقَّ عَلَىٰ أُمَّتِي مَا قَعَدْتُ خَلْفَ سَرِيَّةٍ وَلَا وَدِدْتُ أَنْ أُقْتَلَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ أُحْيَى ثُمَّ أُقْتَلْ ثُمَّ أُحْيَى ثُمَّ أُقْتَلْ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if I never found it difficult on my ummah, I would be part of every single battle. And I have this firm love and desire that I am killed in the path of Allah. ثُمَّ أُحْيَى, I am given life again. ثُمَّ أُقْتَلْ, I am killed again. ثُمَّ أُحْيَى ثُمَّ أُقْتَلْ, I am brought to life again and I am killed again. Hazrat Amirul Mu'mineen Umar radiallahu anhu, what he said, اللَّهُمَّ ارْزُقْنِي شَهَادَةً فِي سَبِيلِكَ وَاجْعَلْ مَوْتِي فِي بَلَدِ رَسُولِكَ. Oh Allah, give me shahadat in your path. And they love Medina Munawwara so much. They loved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam so much. He said, Allah, give me shahadat in your path, but make it that my death comes in the town and in the city of your Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah made it such that when he was scared, when the spear was put through him, it was at the time of Salah, and it was in Medina Munawwara. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, during the final illness, as Maulana just spoke about Salah, where every time he came, I came alusion. And let us see, and we will hear in the end, how will we make that revolution? That after hearing these incidents of role models in our life, how will I become this person? Each one of us, you ask any youngster here, you say, what is happening in Palestine? See what is happening to our brothers in Palestine, what should we do? Everyone will say, no, I'm ready to go for jihad. But one youngster comes on the road with a toy gun, and then we pee in our pants. So how will I make this revolution? Allah says, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ قِيلَ لَهُمْ كُفُّوا أَيْدِيَكُمْ وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ. When Allah told Sahaba radiallahu anhum, in the Makki period, that hold back your arms, they were being tortured. They were being persecuted, they wanted to retaliate. Allah said, hold back your arms. And what you should do in this period, وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ, as we heard, establish your salah. That is, bring deen in your life. Now when jihad was written upon them, فَلَمَّا كُتِبَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقِتَالِ, when jihad was written upon them, then some weak believers, يَخْشَوْنَ النَّاسَ كَخَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. Allah says, you fear people, as we just said, they come to you with a toy gun. يَخْشَوْنَ النَّاسِ كَخَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ, you fear people as if you fear Allah. Oh, I said the khashya, even worse than how you fear Allah. And Allah says further, أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتِ. We saw it in COVID. Everyone said, no, we can't leave the house. We need to save lives. Remember, you can never save anyone's life. You can never take anyone's life. أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتِ. Wherever you are, mort will catch you. وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدَةٍ. Even if you are in your big palaces, that are completely clothed. And you think death can never come to you, death will come to you. But it is for us to have the choice. Man ahabba liqa'a Allah, ahabba Allahu liqa'ahu. That person that loves to meet Allah, Allah loves to meet him. وَمَنْ كَرِهَ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ كَرِهَ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ. That person that hates to meet Allah, Allah hates to meet him. Hazrat Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu says, رَأَيْتُ أَخِي عُمَيْرِ ابْنِ أَبِي وَقَّاسِ قَبْلَ أَيُّ عَرِضُنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ لِلْخُرُوجِ إِلَى الْبَدَرِ يَتَوَارَى. I saw my brother Umayr ibn Abi Waqqas. I asked him, he was hiding behind when we were standing in a line to get ready for Badr, and he was hiding behind. So I asked him, what's going on? Why are you hiding behind? قُلْتُ مَا لَكَ يَا أَخِي فَقَالَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ أَن يَرَانِي رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. فَقَالَ إِرْجِعْ. Go back home. فَبَكَى. He started crying. فَأَجَازَهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم gave him permission. قَالَ سَعَدْ. Hazrat Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu says, فَكُنْتُ أَعْقِدُ لَهُ حَمَائِلَ سَيْفِهِ مِنْ صِغْرِهِ. Because he was so small, the strap of his sword, I had to tie it up so he could hold it up. وَهُوَ إِبْنُ سِتَّ عَشَرَ سَنَةً. How old was he? He was 16 years old. And that is basically the age that we are sitting here and higher. These are role models. And there is different incidents here. Time is already up. A sahabi is sitting. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, قُومُوا إِلَى جَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, stand up to a jannat that the circumference of it is the size of the sky and the earth. It is filled up. So the sahabi says, Ya Rasulullah, Jannatun arduha as-samawati wal-ard. A jannat the size of the sky and the earth. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Naam, yes, definitely. So he said, Bakh, bakh. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, Ma yahmiluka ala qawlika bakh, bakh. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, why are you saying bakh, bakh? He says, La wallah illa raja'atu an akuna min ahliha. He says, I'm not saying it for no other reason besides that I hope that I can be from the people of this Jannah. قَالَ فَإِنَّكَ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, you are from those people. قَالَ فَأَخْرَجُ تُمَيْرَاتٍ مِنْ قَرْنِهِ. He took out some few dates from his bag. فَجَعَلَ يَأْكُلُ مِنْهُنْ. He started eating a few of those dates. ثم قال لئن أنا حييت حتى آكل تمراتي هذه إنها لحياة طويلة. He said, if I carry on loving to eat these few days, this is still a long life. I can't wait. And he stood up and he threw those days that he had and he ran into the battlefield. He started fighting till he was killed. Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, he explained the incident that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent those 70 qurra to go teach those people, and he says that his uncle was one of them. Before they ended up reaching, they killed him. So his uncle, when he was killed, Haram radiallahu anhu, when he was killed, when he was scared, and he felt that being scared, he screamed and he said, Fustu wa Rabbi al-Kaaba. I have become successful. Where will we find in the history of humankind that a person is being killed and he's screaming, I am successful. I am successful. Why? Because they had this reality. They knew that I am going to Allah. My life is for Allah. And we'll all be sitting here. Everyone will say, no, I am ready for it. But let us think, am I really ready for it? We all crying. What is happening in Palestine? As the poet says, are you still smiling? Your sisters are in the darkness of the prison. Are you still laughing? And the Muslims are being wounded. How long? How long are you going to sit and be negligent? and just smile things off. A person says, I'm worried of Palestine. What will I do for Palestine? I'll go play paddle tennis. I'll play paddle tennis and whatever money we'll make from there, that will go for Palestine. I'm worried of Palestine. What will I do for Palestine? We'll drive our smart cars on the highway. Whatever money we spend for petrol, that will go to Palestine. Are we so insensitive? Many times our students come to class, they're sick. So we tell them, you know what is the condition of the children in Palestine? They are skeletons with skin on them. How long are we going to be insensitive? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Muslimuna ka jasadin wahid. The believers are like one body. In ishtaka minhu udhun, tada'a lahu sa'ir al-jasad bis-sahri wal-humma. If one part of the body is injured, just one finger is injured, the entire night you have fever, you are awake. Our brothers are being bombarded. Our sisters are being raped. Children are being starved to death. What am I doing? What change have I made to my life? And the change is easy. The change is easy. Every one of us might think that man, I said, now I need to bring salah in my life. How am I going to do it? Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, he mentioned five prescriptions, and I will end off with this. And if we bring these prescriptions in our life, wallah, every single day we will get shahadat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it comes in a riwayat that after one battle, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam told Sahaba that you are coming back from a small jihad and you are going to the bigger jihad. And when they asked, what is this? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, that person that kills his nafs all the time. Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi said in the poem I recited, he said, Ab la shaku meri rehne do, leave my body like this. Bas khuna me lutri rehne do, leave it covered in blood. Tomorrow when I stand up in front of Allah, I will show Allah my body that was covered in blood. And what does he mean? It comes in a hadith, An-nadru sahmun masmum min sihami iblis. That this evil glance to look at woman, and forget looking at woman, looking down on the next person, this evil glance is a poisonous arrow from the arrows of shaitan. So if this person makes the mujahada on his nafs, and he breaks his nafs, at every moment he breaks his nafs, as the Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, he is getting the reward of shahadat every moment he breaks his nafs. So a person can become a shaheed every day, a million times in a day. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them that there is no amal that is greater and it will save you from any form of adab of Allah Ta'ala than the dhikr of Allah. So Sahaba said, not even jihad, because it was ingrained in them that jihad is the greatest thing. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, not even jihad, even if a person goes with his sword is broken and he is killed, the greatest amal is the dhikr of Allah. Our Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib Damat Barakatum explains, what is the reason for this? Because what is the object of jihad? The object of jihad is i'la'i kalimatullah, to bring up and to raise the name of Allah. And what are we doing with the dhikr of Allah? We are already remembering the name of Allah. So daily we can get the reward of shahadat. And so as the Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi said, that the simple prescription for a person to change his life, one, the most important is Ahlullah ki suhbat. To stay in the company of the friends of Allah. And you will look in the annals of history, that when it came to the time when the ummah was required to make jihad, then the first people to stand up for jihad were the Ahlullah. We can look in the annals of history until recently, the Battle of Shamli, our ulama, Deoband, etc. The first people to stand up were the Ahlullah. Ahlullah ki suhbat. The first thing that Ahlullah will tell us, Zikrullah ki mudawamat. Stay firm on the remembrance of Allah. The third thing, Sunnat kar muadabat. Stay firm on the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anything I do, a simple thing, I'm wearing my shoes, wear my right shoe first. A person came to Shaykh Yunus rahmatullah alayhi and he said, that Shaykh, I feel like Allah is upset with me. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is upset with me. And that was a pious alim. So Shaykh Yunus said, what you coming to me? I'm a man of kitabs, I'm not a Shaykh, I don't know these things. Say, no, you had close contact with Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi, please help me. He says, how you know that Allah is unhappy with you? He says, no, I just feel like I got no lust. And we all say the same thing. I got no lust to read namaz. I got no lust for anything. I just want to chill. I want to plum. So he said, simple thing, recite Durood Sharif and practice on sunnat when you don't need to practice on sunnat. A person is not thirsty, but drink water just so that I can practice on the sunnah, on the sunnah of drinking water. So practice on sunnah in a time when, so force yourself to practice on sunnah. Force yourself to read Durood Sharif. Naturally you will see, so what is happening to my brothers? He will wake up 2 o'clock in the morning, he will start crying. And the reason I mentioned is ahadith of shahadat. Let us sit back and think that we all talking of Palestine. We all talking of the sufferings of Palestine. But did we ever think that they are being handed the goblets of Jannah in this world? They are honored with shahadat in this world. Where would I love my child to die? Would I love him to die here? Or would I love him to die there? May Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana.